Broadcasting live from Roberta's in Bushwick, Brooklyn, you're listening to HeritageRadioNetwork.com.
My name is Brandon Hoy, co-owner of Roberta's, a super duper awesome place. Roberta's is a very, 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 very proud sponsor of the Heritage Radio Network. We're also super awesome. Thank you, Heritage.
Oh, hell yeah! Jesus.
Holy moly.
What was that? Do you guys, quick question. You know the answer.
Barely.
Who was that?
That was
some of the sickest guitar work ever. That's your hint.
By the way, this is the Matt and Rachel show.
Yeah, that was so the best opening to a show I've ever
heard. Oh, hell yeah. But the Matt and Rachel show.
This is the part of the show where we're supposed to talk about current events. And my first question for Matt is why I was too busy texting, so he had to pick our theme song for the day. So what was that and why did you pick
Thank you for asking, Rachel. That was Eddie Van Halen, and that was Spanish Fly. It's this 1 minute little segment of a song. Sorry, we shouldn't have started the show with me
freaking
out. I like
it. Spanish Fly, it's kind of food related.
Dude, it was so rad. And if you just go Spotify that. Should I
talk more into your mic?
Talk more into the mic?
But I know, I mean, it's hard not to look at me.
Oh god. Okay, sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Hey, so this is a badass show, Rachel and Matt. This is our second show. And
tell them about our guest.
And we've got George Motes here in the studio.
We're gonna tell you like everything. It'll actually take the next 20 minutes of the show to tell you everything this man does.
I know, he's giant. And he's got a TV show coming out
tomorrow.
George, you want to say a quick word?
Hi there.
Oh, this guy is the best. Words. That's all you get, listeners. That's all you get for now.
Wait, I actually wanted to say, the Roberta's commercial is the most badass thing I've ever heard.
Oh, I know. It's seriously
the best use of adjectives I've heard in a long time. Very, very super awesome.
I love superlatives.
Okay.
Hey, listen, so let's talk about current events. Okay. We like to structure this show around current events and cool things, and then we move on.
Because we're very knowledgeable.
Right, and we slip into game shows around the second part, and then the third part, we dig into the guts of George freaking Motes.
Sounds like fun. In my guts.
Unfortunately, the show Hot Grease, which aired previously today, has already scooped us on the food angle for the protests.
Yeah, I wouldn't know what to say about that anyways. I mean, I want to go,
apparently,
but not when
not,
it's raining.
They're not vegetarian or vegan. You should listen to that show, because I think people brought them food thinking they would all be hippies.
Now, which protest are you talking about?
The Wall Street protests? Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Occupy Wall Street.
Are they painting their faces white, is that what I heard, and putting blood or something? Out there? What
is that? They're dressing as zombies.
Dressing as zombies, right.
That's our producer, yeah. Jack.
Are they?
Jack in the Box.
Yeah.
They think it may give them a better chance of being arrested.
So let's talk current events, because I'd like to brag for just like a second about what just happened on Saturday. If you guys weren't at the Brooklyn Botanic Gardens, you may have missed the chili pepper fiesta that happened, and it was redonkulously good. It was,
that was
so
Sunday?
Good. Huh?
That was Sunday?
Yeah. There's a wall of hot sauces. Noticeably absent was my hot sauce, Space Melter hot sauce, which is still not legal. So that's got to change. But no, that will. But anyways, you meander around, you buy your hot sauces, then you head up to the chocolate area, and then chili pepper chocolate takedown.
But is that people had to use both of those ingredients?
Yeah, and this is the fourth year I've been doing it, and I had an all-star cast. I had the Brooklynauts, who've won past takedowns. They're this group that does like charity events and whatnot. They're cool. What?
I was kind of hoping that at least one of your contestants didn't make it because they had been arrested the day before on the Brooklyn Bridge.
Ah, that would be a tie-in, and that would make it more newsworthy. Yes. But I want to keep bragging for a second, because yes. Jen De La Vega was there, and that girl will deliver you a sandwich, by the way. Right.
That sounds like such a euphemism.
And she... Oh, it does, doesn't it? Well, she's very pretty. I wonder if she's listening. But you go to her website, escoffiette.com, and you order a sandwich from her. She's so unbelievable.
But you did it yesterday?
I ordered a sandwich today. Oh. The takedown was on Saturday. And then, but then I had all these. Adrian Ashby was there, but he showed up late because he spent the day previously cooking all of his food. He made fritters and went to bed at 5 a.m. and then didn't wake up.
Are
and
you
he
serious?
Missed the takedown.
Is Adrian who's Adrian Ashby? Is he
He's like this unbelievable cook. He's awesome.
He comes to all of your competitions.
He comes to all, and he's and he always wins. And he's just a great guy. But apparently, doesn't have an alarm clock. Or something.
Actually, George and I met earlier today because he's going to be on the New York Food Film Festival, which starts next Thursday.
Yeah, I can't believe it's next Thursday already. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, on your show, on your TV show.
Yes. No. It's like a segment. But the whole point of this is that we were talking about, because you guys know each other too. And yeah. He was saying that I was saying, I cannot believe that you do this for a living. And he's saying he remembers when you didn't. And that what is it that you were doing? Mobile Libris?
Ah, I was selling books. I was doing anything. Anything for money.
Did I bust your cool? I'm sorry.
No, I'm so uncool. I don't know why. I'm supposed to be a starving actor. I don't know why I'm throwing parties. It's kind of rad.
It's kind of rad. You kidding me?
I know. I'm the luckiest guy in the world.
You're the only person I know who can actually say the word dude correctly.
Yeah, thanks, dude. And you want to know what else? Yeah, I'm the second luckiest guy because you've got to. I just got to tell listeners. That's crazy. Made in America.
Totally crazy.
Unbelievable. We can't talk about this now. Let's talk about anything
current
else.
Current events. I went to Harvest Fest over the weekend. Blue Barns, Blue Nuts, something like
that. Oh, you did that?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I love that all three of us were at... Okay, so if we lived in any other city in the world, like whatever the one thing we went to would have been like the biggest game in town.
Right.
But we went to like three... I went to Altamara's Parties, which is a three-day music festival in Asbury
Who'd
Park.
Who'd you see?
There was like 40 bands, like Public Enemy, Deerhoof, Shellac.
Public Enemy?
Yeah.
How was Public Enemy?
I didn't actually stay for that. I left early because I had a story to finish for Edible Brooklyn. Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
You know, I once did a story about when the guy from Run DMC died.
Uh-huh.
And I saw Chuck D in the parking lot, and I asked him for an interview. And he said, why don't you come back to my house? I went back to his house.
What?
Hung out with him. And then he had to run off and do another interview. So I ended up watching a New England Patriots game with Professor Griff. Who's the nicest guy? BTW.
Wait. How old were you? Where were you? What city was this?
This was like a couple of years ago. I was working on a rap documentary. I used to do hip-hop documentaries. I shot a lot of hip-hop documentaries back in the day. I'm a rap fan.
There are many layers to Matt Timms.
Wait. He invited you back to his house?
Yeah, dude. And it was scary because it was one of those neighborhoods where, of course, if you're Public Enemy, it's fine to walk around. But if
what city were you in?
It was Long Island City.
Oh.
Not Long Island City, Long Queens. Island.
Is it Queens? No.
Yeah, I mean...
Hollis, Queens, right?
Yeah.
Probably Hollis.
Where did Chuck D live?
In this amazing house.
In Long Island?
Yeah.
What was the couch like? Plush leather?
All I remember was I was staring at Professor Griff the whole time, just not believing this was happening. He was wearing his Nehru jacket, by the way, and the beret, watching the game.
Oh my God.
I want to know what his drawers look like and his...
His drawers?
I don't want to know what his drawers look like. You know, his...
I want to hear about Harvest Fest. We also hit like three totally different...
Sorry.
Like, no, you actually went because you have kids.
Yeah, you know, it's such a great thing on paper. And then it's... You know, I love these
and
guys.
And then you're waiting in line for a
hayride. Yeah, you're waiting in line for a hot dog I could get in Brooklyn, unfortunately. And the problem is you're waiting in line. It's lots of lines. So it wasn't very good for the kids. Their kids screaming, their pissed off parents.
Did you bring your kids?
I brought my kids, yeah. My kids were starving for the first hour and 45 minutes.
It's kind of ironic because I was also waiting for a hot dog that I could have also gotten in Brooklyn all weekend long as well.
It's a great idea. They just need to figure out the line situation.
Oh yeah. Well, I am really a good master of the line situation. Oh, sorry to turn this about me. This is a bad habit. I'm going to break it right now.
It's true. You know line dynamics, don't you?
Yeah.
You've studied it enough.
Yeah, and you have an assistant for the New York Food Film Festival, and we had the best conversation about line dynamics.
Okay.
So how do you...
It would bore anyone else but us.
No. Are you kidding?
It's awesome.
I feel like life in Brooklyn is pretty much waiting in line.
That's true.
I'm here to tell you, the takedowns, there's never a crazy line.
How do you do
that? And it's because I'm smart.
Okay.
And no one's ever hungry. That's the greatest thing about your thing. You never like starve for the first hour.
God, can every show just be about... talking to me like this? I had a crappy weekend, guys. No, let's get... Do we have any other current events discuss?
I'm still thinking about all three of us waiting in line at our individual events.
We all waited online.
Yes.
Yeah.
I sure did.
Dude.
So I went to Asbury Park. Have you guys ever been to Asbury Park? It's insane.
I was just there 2 weeks ago.
What for?
Working on a TV show.
Oh, the one, another one?
No, a different one.
Oh my God.
This one about hamburgers.
You're getting bigger and bigger and bigger. I can't wait to ask you about
hamburgers. Did I miss out on a really good burger in Asbury Park?
No. We just went there for the background.
It's, first of all, I thought it would be much more run down than it was. It probably is.
It was.
But there's that amazing structure right on the boardwalk, the Paramount Theater.
Right.
It is mind-blowing that it's so beautiful, and I don't understand why there isn't a similar structure on the boardwalk in New York City.
That's true. There are more boardwalks in Jersey than there are anywhere else in the world. More miles of boardwalk.
Wait, you know this for a fact?
That's a fact.
Do you like Bruce Springsteen?
And Bruce Springsteen is from New Jersey.
Yeah.
That's an easy
yeah, but that album, I never heard it. Any good?
Ever?
Asbury Park?
Yes, you
never
have.
Swear to God.
No, you have. You've been in like a TGI Fridays. It's been in the background. We have to break.
I guess we got a break.
That was a good current event.
Hey, that was a great little session, a little rap session.
Yes.
Yeah, boy.
Bass, how low can you go? Death row. What a brother, no. Once again, back is the incredible rhyme animal, the uncannibal thief. Public enemy number one, 5-4 said freeze, and I got numb. Can I tell them that I really never had a gun? But it's the wax that the Terminator X bun. Now they got me in a cell, cause my records they sell. Cause a brother like me said, well, Farrakhan's a prophet, and I think you wanna listen to what he can say to you. What you wanna do is follow for now. Power the people say, make a miracle, keep up the lyrical. Black is back, all in, we're gonna win, check it out.
Yo, come on.
Here we go again.
We're back here with the Matt and Rachel show, and I like to think that this second part of the show is kind of the dopest.
Because of trivia? It's
yeah, trivia. we're going to ask trivia questions.
We're going to ask George questions.
George Motes is
they're
about to be...
They're going to be hamburger related. They're going to be what's made in America related.
Ooh,
yeah. I'm also thinking of it related. Oh, they're going to be food film related.
Oh, wow.
Sweet. We've got tons and tons of
questions. I'm going to ask three and then...
answer them, I'm a real idiot.
No, actually, no. You probably know the answers to all three of them. Chess dart.
Yeah, absolutely.
Numero uno. Where is Texas Pete made?
Wow, I don't know.
Really?
That's a good question. Yeah, you got me. You stumped me. Okay. I do not know where Texas Pete is made. If I said Texas, I'd be wrong, wouldn't I?
Pervase, do you have any idea?
What's Texas Pete?
Oh, at least I know what it is.
So you know what it is? I don't know what it is.
Hot sauce.
Oh, you don't? Texas Pete hot sauce. Is awesome. Right, oh, man. Right. Okay, so Texas Pete has an amazing logo. It's a cowboy with like gigantic chaps on, and they're like curvy and red. And one of my friends, because Texas Pete is made in North Carolina, where I'm from. This is why I know this. It's actually made in Winston-Salem.
Really?
And so I actually looked up why. So it was a company, it was a family that ran a barbecue restaurant, and they were trying to think of a name for their, hot sauce, and they wanted to call it Mexican Sam, which they decided against, not because it was called Mexican Sam, but because they thought it should be American, so they went with Texas Pete instead.
Right on.
Oh, what was but they owned a barbecue restaurant, and this was their hot sauce.
Would that be Rick Perry's hot sauce for the campaign?
Yes. But one of my friends went as Texas Pete for Halloween one year. Like, he cut out these giant red cardboard chaps,
nice.
And he was like kind of one-dimensional. All right.
That was a great question.
Thank you. Number two. Oh, I'm sure you know this one. There are two white mannas in New Jersey. How are they different?
Ah, that's a great question. One has two N's. Well, actually, they're different for a whole bunch of reasons, but the one you're thinking, I think...
Oh, no, I want all of the reasons.
Oh, okay. Well, the one major reason is obviously one is spelled with two N's and one is spelled with one N.
Yes.
That's right.
What's the difference in the burgers? This is actually...
Well, first,
I'm
they're
curious.
Also owned by different people.
Yes.
Two totally different owners. One is better than the other. You can probably figure out which one is which.
Yes.
The one that has the two ends is owned by Ronnie and Ofer Cohen.
Uh-huh.
And these are the guys who are basically keeping the dream alive. These are the guys who really, they understand, like, the original American hamburger was a slider with onions pressed into it. And it's exactly what they're doing. So they're there keeping the dream alive.
That was a softball.
That one, yes.
That was a softball.
But there's another. Wait. Are they both sliders? Is the one in Manna, which is in what, Jersey City?
Jersey City, yeah.
Is that one have a? They're bigger burgers.
Bigger.
Is that right? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're preformed, not frozen. I think they're fresh though, but they're preformed, super thin patties. But now White Manta uses a like a meatball and presses it into the
griddle.
Oh man, yeah. They're amazing.
Yeah, that's really amazing.
The other so that's in Hackensack.
The other major difference, by the way, is that the original White Manta is in Jersey City, technically. The one with one end, and that was actually moved from the site of the World's Fair in 1939. It was called Diner of the Future, and they moved it to Jersey City.
He just body slammed that question.
Isn't that awesome? Okay, wait. There's one more difference, which I think is awesome.
They serve Texas Pete?
No. One is a circle and one is a square. Isn't that awesome?
Wait, what are you talking about? The hamburger itself?
No, White Manta. One of them is literally a circle and one of them is literally a square. I think that is the coolest thing ever.
And the one with two ends, it's biblical. It's the White Manta. It's like clean bread from heaven. That's the whole idea.
It's really good.
So is there any association between the two at all?
Originally, they were all owned by the same person. The guy who originally moved the Jersey City one, he then decided, hey, this is such a huge hit, I'm going to open a bunch more. So he ended up opening about six or seven more in New Jersey and then sold them all off.
Cool.
Okay, number three. In the movie Animal House, why does Bluto, the character played by John Belushi, start the food fight?
That's a great question. Oh, one of my all-time favorite movies. I grew up on this because Blutarsky, right? What's his first name?
I don't know.
Oh, what's his first name? Bluto. Blutarsky. Mr. Blutarsky. he takes mashed potatoes, he puts it in his mouth, and he says, see what I am, see if you can guess what I am now. I'm a zit.
Oh,
he
but
squeezes
wait.
His cheeks together, and boom, it all comes out, all the mashed potatoes come out.
But does that answer the question?
Yes.
He does it.
I actually just watched this before we came, too. Oh, nice.
What was that? That's the right answer sound.
Oh,
it is
brilliant.
He's sitting at a table with like two beautiful sorority girls and his two, and at least
and
one
he,
of the guys.
He does it to Niedermeyer, I think, right?
Yes.
Who I just met, by the way,
I
2 weeks ago.
Yes. I was expecting.
You met Niedermeyer? Yeah.
I thought you said, why did he start
That's
it? I was
why
expecting. Oh. But I was expecting something a little more philosophical, like maybe. Or plot related.
Yeah,
like,
have you watched Animal House? Yeah.
Not in a while, but right. I thought maybe he started it as a diversion, so the fraternity.
Well, it was
could
a diversion because he did that, and he got mashed potatoes all over everybody, and they wanted to kick his ass.
He put mashed potatoes in his mouth and then punched his cheeks.
Yeah, no, I remember
you know, so
that
all
much.
All the white stuff comes out, and he says, "I'm a zit." Get it?
What a awesome. Jerk!
And then one of the sorority girls goes, "You are a pig pig.
That boy is a pig pig."
I can't stand food and throwing it or putting it on someone else's body or even seeing
what?
And the thought of food and sex is disgusting.
Wow. Do you remember the Seinfeld?
I thought Tim's was such a prude.
It's just that I can't. The thought of it sends a shiver down my spine. The idea of somebody eating something off of somebody else. If I see someone with somebody stuck in their teeth, I have to literally turn my body.
I guess there won't be a body or throwdown, huh?
It's funny because we're basically staring at people eating right now.
I know. Oh, yeah. We're looking out at a table of people waiting on their food.
Wait, what were you doing watching Animal House at 3 o'clock in the afternoon?
Yeah,
I watched that scene because I knew I wanted to ask a question about it.
Hey, can I move on to my questions?
Yes.
Oh, but there's more for me?
There's tons more. We've got tons more. And if anybody pops in, especially if we stumped George.
I think George is a smarter one in this one.
And
saying a lot.
Okay, in Moonstruck, how did Ronnie lose his hand?
Ooh.
That's a pretty good question, right?
Yes.
Oscar movie. I love romantic
about
comedies.
About food, kind
it's
of.
It's kind of totally about food.
In the meat grinder?
Oh, so close.
Slicer.
Bread slicer.
Slicer.
Bread slicer. And he blames his brother. I just saw this movie for the first time last week to impress a girl that I was
You saw
sensitive.
Moonstruck?
Yeah, and you know what? I really enjoyed it. I did enjoy it. I think it was really well
did
done.
Did it impress her?
Well acted. Yeah, because, you know, I like to cry in these movies. They like to see that side of me.
That was a good question. I like it.
Thanks, dude. Here's another. Because you're a filmmaker, I thought I'd throw you a softball. And here it comes. Who directed A Trip to the Moon in 1902? Dude, I've seen your movies. They're very good. I know you're going to answer this. You can't let down the cultural side of George Motes.
Oh.
I
know the film. I can't think of the director.
Yeah, The Trip to the Moon. This is the one where the rocket lands in the moon's eye.
Wait, I was going to guess.
Go for it. Go for it, guess.
Scorsese?
Oh, that's right. 1902, George Méliès.
No!
Scorsese.
You know that
1902.
Dude, right?
Yeah, you're right.
Again, that's Jack in the Box.
Yeah, the Man in the Moon, the rocket lands right in the Man in the Moon's eyeball.
That's
great.
Right.
Great movie. So you have only 5 seconds to answer this. First one to answer this wins a kiss on the lips. How many ounces?
As long as we're not chewing.
How many ounces in four cups?
Oh, shit.
One,
16.
32. 32. 32. Nice, dudes.
I guess I lost.
And math, I suck at math.
Seriously,
too,
these are the questions I would never know the answer to because you could tell me a million times and I'd forget. So, how many ounces in a liter?
33.9.
What?
I didn't even
I love you, Pervez.
Did we say that our sidekick, Pervez, is here?
Yeah, well, Pervez is in the room. He just wandered in a little late.
He's Canadian. That's probably why I knew that question.
Oh, that's how you know liters?
Probably.
Yeah. Pervez is always free and welcome to wander into the studio and kick a little ass.
But it's too bad he wasn't there for the first part, current events, because that's what he does for a living.
Did you guys hear about the Henches down in Bay Ridge closed down?
What? When?
It was announced today. Gabby put it on her blog.
What? No way, really?
She tweeted it. It was on Grub Street.
No. So Henches is this amazing soda shop with a beautiful neon sign where they still served ice cream in little metal trays.
Yep. His excuses were, people's tastes have changed, I want to retire, and my lease is up.
What the hell? What are we going to do for banana ice cream now?
Do they make banana ice cream?
Who needs banana ice cream anyways?
Wow. Banana ice cream with chocolate syrup? Awesome.
Gross.
You're a real hater today, Tim. What's going on?
I had a crappy weekend, I can tell you.
But Henches is so beautiful.
What a bummer. That's awful.
What do you think it'll become?
I had a babysitter that would hold me up against the wall and squeeze bananas through her teeth and make me watch.
Ew. What?
Yeah.
What?
It wasn't like... in a perverted way, it was in a I can't wait to gross out this little kid kind of way.
So much.
I can't eat bananas.
Wow.
Or peanut butter.
Or mush. But okay.
Okay, check this out. Where is the brisket on a cow?
Ooh, that's a great question.
Thanks.
It is in the lower half of the chest.
Yeah, the breast.
The ball.
Woohoo, booby talk.
It's below the chuck.
Oh, then I'll just keep moving along because he's kicking so much butt.
Are you answering this question?
No, he's kicking so much.
No. This is basically for brisket. You, and if you can't do it, what now?
He's kicking so much brisket.
He's right in the
pounding the brisket.
Right in the brisket.
Right in the breast. Which is the bigger olive, a jumbo or a colossal?
Ooh,
God. I'm gonna go jumbo.
Colossal? And how about you, sir? Yeah, George Motes gets that one.
I thought this would be a trick question.
It sounds bigger. Yeah. Good ones. I'm thinking.
Colossal's definitely bigger.
Wait. Do you have rough idea of their different sizes? Are they both green?
I should have written that part down, but they're both green. I was just looking around for questions, and I didn't think that was going to be a good question because obviously colossal is a better word than jumbo,
right?
And the correct answer is colossal. For a total of 3 points, name the members of ZZ Top.
Oh.
Yeah. There we go. Food related.
I'm Pakistani. I don't know these
Frank
things.
Beard, Billy Gibbons.
Oh, and Dusty Hill.
Yes!
Wow! Rachel.
Rachel had. I still love her. I'm sorry.
That was awesome. And we have a mutual friend out in Houston.
That's right.
Who is friends with them.
Steve Christian.
Steve Christian, who has a patent. I hope he's patented this on the seat jack.
The table jack.
I don't know what that is.
It's a micro jack that stops tables from wobbling
in restaurants.
In restaurants, it drops a little foot down. You can just set it.
We should interview him one day.
Oh God, yeah, he's such a good interview.
We were about 4 beers into a visit there once, and he pulls this thing. I said, "Now check this out.
Oh my God.
Look what I got here. This thing goes on your table." And he just keeps going. Described his entire invention to us.
Oh, and had like a million stories about ZZ Top. Oh,
unbelievable. I was in Christian's Tailgate, the hamburger place in Houston.
Delicious hamburger out there in Christian's
Tailgate. I was trying to figure out, find a story about this place, and I looked on the wall, and there was a signed ZZ Top record. The inside of their first album, which, what was it called again?
Wow.
The big...
Rio Grande?
Tres
Hombres.
So the inside is just like the exploded like taco thing
dude.
Going on.
It's
right?
The best picture ever.
We're actually planning a party based around that gatefold.
Oh, wow.
You're invited.
Throwing cheese
everywhere.
Everyone
who's listening is invited.
Yeah. We got to get to a break. And when we come back, we're really going to talk to George Motes and hammer out the deets. Yeah.
The crowd gets loud when the band gets right.
Yeah, I like ZZ Top.
I love
so
ZZ
do
Top.
I.
Yes.
That one raunchy. Song, it's raunchy.
Waiting for the Bus.
They are raunchy.
Waiting for the Bus. You know that song?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. It's so good.
Nationwide. Anyways,
apologies to Pearly.
Mm-hmm. Now you guys are in for a treat because we really get to actually talk to George Motson, not about trivia and not about Matt Timms.
Although it'll go back to you.
It may go back to me because I suck.
Actually, it probably will.
Rachel!
Because you're doing a taco takedown.
I know, but I do feel like you should to talk about yourself. I think you're...
No.
You're far too humble about how awesome you are. Forget it,
super
George.
Awesome like Roberta's?
Right.
Oh, wait. But George Motz is doing so many things. We basically have to use every single second of this 10 minutes to talk about them.
Yeah,
starting with, okay, Hamburger America, Hamburger Show coming up. We'll skip over that because there's the food, NYCFoodFilmFest.com. Is that right?
That's right. NYCFoodFilmFestival.com.
Yeah. So that, I forgot how many movies. 21, 22.
28?
Several,
yes. 28 films this year. 12 premieres.
Lots 12 of really premieres. Awesome parties.
Yeah.
Are they feature films or?
No, a few features, a whole handful of shorts, and a bunch of. We invented a category called super short, which is basically anything under I think, 5 minutes.
Oh, you guys had a movie last year that was just. This guy had collected like a billion labels from fruit and avocados.
You like that?
I loved it. It was so trippy.
Hey, guys, sorry to interrupt. Seth just emailed us and says that there's a pair of tickets available to give away to a listener.
Oh, wow. If anybody calls in. Maybe they get a chance.
Yes, yeah, awesome. Seth, by the way, is our executive producer of the festival.
Oh,
and the guy
brilliant.
Loves giving tickets away.
Yeah?
To good people.
Wait, so it actually starts on Thursday and runs till Sunday.
Right, so next Thursday to Sunday, it's 4 days.
But tomorrow, what happens tomorrow?
Tomorrow is the premiere of Made in America on the Travel Channel, which I am now the host of. I've replaced John Ratzenberger.
Oh, this
is a show that was already in effect?
Yeah. It's an existing franchise that had Cliff Clavin from Cheers on it.
No way.
So
you're much better than Cliff Clavin.
Wait, so what you were saying earlier, now I get it.
A little different.
Is that they actually came to you and asked you to do this.
They said, you're just the man for the job.
Oh,
and I said,
God.
You're insane.
So you get to go around the country and see how things made in America are made.
I literally get to walk through these factories from raw materials to finished product and then finish the show with a payoff. Where I make a surfboard and go surfing at Rincon Point in Santa Barbara.
Did he do the same thing?
I don't think he did payoff at all. Yeah. I don't know. Travel Channel actually asked me not to watch the show. So, the original show.
Well, the best part is that you can actually surf, can't you?
I can do these. Yeah, we chose things that I know how to do. So I could surf, skateboard. I mean, I built a skateboard with George Powell, Powell Peralta, and then dropped into the Santa Barbara skate bowl.
He even knows the word dropped in. It's like a rad skater word.
Rad. Nice. So rad. Nice there, Matt.
I say that word all the time. It's a great word.
I mean,
say words like gnarly and Barney.
Barney and awesome. I like awesome.
Do you call people Barneys when they drop in on your surfboard action?
It's called dicks.
Are people not Barneys
off
anymore?
Off my wave, dick.
So wait, so how long would you generally spend at a place?
We spend an entire day at a factory, and then there are three factories per episode. So it's a lot of bang for your buck there. You're tuning in for a half hour, you're getting three entire factories in one episode.
And how long is the season?
The season is 13 episodes.
That's a ton of work, dude.
It's a lot, dude. Yeah, you have no idea. 39 factories in 3.5 months of shooting.
Oh my God.
That's so insane.
Totally nuts.
We should ask about the food ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got food ones.
Jelly beans.
Jelly went to Jelly Belly.
Jelly Belly. Where is Jelly Belly?
It is in Northern California.
So what does it look like?
The loudest factory you've ever heard in your life.
Because it's like jelly beans raining down all over everywhere.
Definitely. Everywhere. There's freaking billions of jelly beans all over this place. Unbelievable.
What's your favorite flavor of Jelly Belly?
You ready for this one?
Yeah, dude.
I forgot. Oh, kiwi.
Kiwi.
You have no idea how it was so like buttery and sweet.
Really?
So good.
Jelly Bellies came out about the same time as paint pens, didn't they? I feel like they were sold in the same place in like the late mid 80s.
Yeah, they've been around for a while, but they obviously Ronald Reagan turned it into a nationwide household name.
You didn't like popcorn?
Popcorn? What do you mean?
Popcorn flavor, Jelly Belly.
Oh, what? Yes, great. Buttered popcorn.
Oh,
so good. I like kiwi better.
Oh.
We also went to Jack Daniel's. We went to I went to Brooklyn Brewery.
That's awesome.
Got a tour from Garrett Oliver. That was awesome.
Ooh.
That was
what did
cool.
you make at Jack Daniel's?
Whiskey?
And then you just had to get shit-faced? That was the payoff?
I have to apologize for my partner.
Actually, yeah.
You actually made whiskey. How long is that? Wait, how do you make it?
Oh,
you have to age it forever.
There are so many stages. It was great. It was awesome.
I mean, you got to stay there for like 6.5 months.
These guys. Right.
We made a baby bourbon.
Right.
Because baby means it's aged for less, right?
Right.
You can make six at 6 months. It's actually, it's
a baby bourbon?
It can be, it's drinkable.
See, this
but,
is the informative part
right.
of the
usually
show.
Usually whiskey goes to three years. Is usually
was your whiskey
that.
Any good?
No, 3 to 7, I think, is somewhere in that range, look, actually.
Wait, so then what part did you make? Did you just help them distill it at the beginning?
Oh, they do. There's so many steps. Mm. You take the grain off the truck, and they have to mash the grain, then they go into the tun, whatever it's called, and they make a big brew of all this stuff, and it's unbelievable. And they also do, which is incredible, they actually mellow it by dripping it through charcoal.
Yeah.
Jack Daniels goes through charcoal to get mellowed, right?
Yeah.
But they also make their own charcoal. They actually grow their own trees, cut their own wood, burn their own wood. They start the fire in the wood for the charcoal with their own whiskey.
Because it's Tennessee whiskey, right?
It's Tennessee whiskey,
which Tennessee whiskey has actually more restrictions than bourbon.
Yes. Well, they're also in a dry county as well.
It's right. That's so crazy.
It's even weirder.
Well, so they can't
it has to be maple charcoal.
They can't sell it.
Has to be filtered through maple charcoal, I think.
Really?
That's it has to be made in Tennessee?
That's a legal restriction? According to
I don't know what the rules were, but...
But bourbon can be made anywhere.
It definitely turned me on to more whiskey.
And it has to be 55% corn. No, over 50% corn.
More than 50% corn.
Yeah.
That's all I know.
When you made a guitar, how did it begin?
It starts as wood. There's some current events for you right now.
Guys, we have a winner.
No,
a winner.
Really?
Wow. Awesome. Got a winner
that
for
means
the
we have
food
listeners.
Film
I'm very excited about this.
I was so sweating that. I'm so glad
he's,
someone called
he's
in.
On the line right now.
Oh, can we? Would he like to pipe up?
Pipe up.
Hello.
Hey, dude. Congratulations.
All right. Is this George?
No, this is Matt Timms. You want to talk to George?
Talk. Yes. He's here.
Hey,
I'll get him.
Dude, thank you for listening. Yes. You're our listener.
I love your show. Matt and Rachel, you're my new favorite show on Heritage Radio Network.
Oh, hell yeah. This guy's amazing. I want to give you a big hug. You should stop by sometime.
Are you related to one of us?
Or call back.
Maybe.
What did you?
I want to ask George. Is George Motz on the air right now?
Yeah, yes. Dude.
Yeah, I'm here.
George, can you tell me about? I want to hear about the New York City Food Film Fest. What's the burger and beer? The beer night going to be like?
I know who this is.
I'm not going to tell.
Who is that? I don't know who it is. Am I supposed to know who this is?
No.
We'll let you guess.
I can't figure it out. Burger and beer night's going to be a blast.
Yes.
Brett Reiser is going to be there from Bill's making hamburgers.
I bet this listener would like the beer bash part of that.
Yep. Hmm?
Oh, really? Is this the Rev? No.
That's a hint right there.
Who is
the beer bash does sound
delicious.
Is this
Jimmy Carbone?
Yes, it's totally Jimmy.
Okay, this is not only is Jimmy just a caller, Jimmy is also the winner of last year's Shuck and Suck.
Oh, God, I forgot about that.
All right.
How many oysters? Wait, did he eat or
24 oysters. He was a sucker.
Oh, my God.
Right, Jimmy,
that was actually an excellent night.
Jimmy, we got to have you in as a guest. Jimmy from Jimmy's 43.
You know what I like? I'll speak highly of the New York City Food Film Festival. The Shuck and Suck, the Oyster Night, was one of the better food events I've ever been to.
Oh, wow.
They had a Savoy restaurant, public restaurant, Brooklyn Larder, Jimmy's number 43, and a wild card team. Five shuckers and five suckers. And it was really very close.
It was a lot of blood, too. How about the amount of blood?
It was the fastest to eat, to shuck and eat 24 oysters.
Without gloves?
No gloves.
That's pretty good.
Why would you not give them gloves?
It was also at South Street Seaport.
How much blood was there?
It was beautiful.
I didn't think it would be so bloody.
But it was outside on the sand, and the screen was, you know, just at the end of the end. Was that on a pier? What is that?
Yeah, it was out on the old water taxi beach.
It was
pier.
Beautiful.
Oh, I came right after that. Yeah. I didn't even see Jimmy there.
It was amazing.
Oh my God, they do such a good job. These venues that they where is it?
They've gone legit this year.
No more
sand.
You're at Tribeca, right?
We're at Tribeca Cinemas. Yeah. So we have 6 events in 4 days and in nice, comfy seating.
Hey, there's a rumor there's going to be a takedown at the New York Food Film Festival.
We still have Jimmy on the line, or our winner.
Hey, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Dude, are you going to come to the takedown? It's a taco takedown at the New York Food Film Festival, October 15th.
Of course, 15th. It's going to be awesome. I'm looking forward to the whole weekend.
It's going to be off the chain. The whole thing's going to be off the chain.
This is a professional one, right?
Yeah.
It's going to be cooks. It's going to be local restaurants like... Rockaway Tacos.
Yeah. Rockaway Taco. You've got
cool.
Dos Caminos is going to be there.
Yeah. Isn't Dos Caminos the place that had the cricket salsa?
I have no idea.
I had a cricket salsa. I'm pretty sure it was at Dos Caminos, and it was oversalted. And that's my only complaint, because I can eat bugs still.
Well, listen, while Jimmy's still on the line, yes. Jimmy is also helping us out with the burger and beer night. He is the beer side of it, for sure. He's part of the beer thing. Right, Jimmy?
I was part of a film last night.
Oh, you!
This guy, Michael Fox, not the Michael J. Fox, but Michael Fox, He's made a movie with Rev from Idle Hands and me talking about beer. And I know today Rev went to Blue Point Brewery in Long Island.
Oh,
and,
good. Yeah.
They filmed them making beer and talking to the Mark Buford is the brewer and the owner there. He's pretty great.
Actually, it's also going to be the film's going to be part
I mean,
of the festival.
That's probably the best part of your festival, George. I mean, the fact that you get to eat the food and then watch it on watch movies at the same time. So
that was your
beer movie, and we'll be and Jimmy's number 43 is making burgers too.
Oh, I'm
honored
know.
To
great.
Be part of that.
Oh, ooh. Great, excellent! I did not know that.
I'm eating a burger.
Yeah, you guys, you want to hear about my burger technique? I don't know if George will agree.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Fresh ground. Always has to be fresh ground. And you just pat it kind of loose in your hands, like a loose patty.
Uh-huh.
Then you cook it.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Dude, that's cool
that's
and
way.
All. Wait. I totally agree with that. But can I tell you, the James Beard method is the best.
What's that, the onions inside?
You grate the onion, a couple tablespoons of onion. You disagree?
Wait, there's actually a video of you making your favorite, the way you make your favorite burgers online, right?
The smash burger, yeah.
Smash burger.
Yeah, you just smash it.
Is that it?
Just smash it.
Have you watched the video?
He told me once. It's that you make a meatball and you smash it.
No, you didn't make a meatball. You actually scoop it with a spoon.
That's wow. it?
If you never touch it.
George, what's the Mott's burger?
The Mott's burger?
Ooh.
I call it the smashed Mott's, which is basically it's a scoop of meat thrown into a flat top skillet and then smashed with onions in it with the back of a spatula.
Wow.
That's it.
Wow. Yum.
Touching with your hands is okay, but just not too much.
You know what I like? Matt's.
Why? Because the heat of your hands melts the fat and the meat.
That actually cooks the fat a little bit. Yeah.
Matt's Burger in Minneapolis.
Oh yeah, Matt's Bar.
Oh, Matt's Bar
makes the Juicy Lucy.
The Juicy Lucy, the real Juicy Lucy.
That's a great burger.
Oh my God, you know what it is?
I've never had one.
Cheese is on the inside.
God. It's like it's one of those ideas that I wish I thought of myself.
What, cheese on the inside of a burger?
Yeah, it's like the other thing I wish I thought of myself.
I have faith that you would have eventually. Oh no,
we actually got a second caller.
What?
Yay!
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Thanks, Jimmy.
All right. Cheers, dude. Hey, second caller. Who are you?
Hey, how you doing? My name is Jay.
Jay, thanks for listening, dude. That's kind of a big deal for us. Now that we have fans. Are you a fan?
You must be related to us.
I am a fan. I follow you guys. I follow Heritage. I love the new website, by the way.
Oh, I know. It's really
sweet.
Oh, my
God. You've been paid to say that.
Wow, thanks.
Wow. Last time I had a listener call in.
Wait. Yeah, caller number two, how do you make burgers?
I usually do it on the barbecue.
The barbecue. Wait, you say barbecue. Where are you from?
I grew up on Long Island.
Aha.
Why? How do you say barbecue?
I think I always call it a grill.
Oh, because you're from North Carolina.
Well, yeah, because barbecue means something very specific where I'm from, so you would never say you put it on a barbecue. Because then you'd be putting it on a thing of pulled pork.
What do you call a submarine sandwich?
Ooh.
A grinder?
Yeah, or a hoagie.
I call it a hero.
A hero.
A hoagie? You're obviously from Long Island.
Oh, interesting.
I'm from Long Island, too. We call them heroes.
Back in college, I had a show where a listener called up and held the phone up to the toilet and flushed the toilet because my show sucked so bad.
I've
gotten better, I think.
Caller number two, did you have a question for George?
Yeah, can I get in on those tickets?
Oh!
Actually, Jimmy probably gets in for free.
Yeah, you know what? I think
you get the tickets.
So you get the tickets. See what happens on this show?
Stay in the line and we'll take your information.
Oh, Jack in the booth. Jack in the booth, always doing a kick-ass job out in the booth. I can't believe we got listeners. It's so rad. It makes me feel awesome.
Wait, but there's like a bajillion awesome things about the Food Film Festival. I mean, the fact that Rockaway Tacos is competing against Nixtamal is pretty sweet. And there's a couple of other things I'm not even sure I'm allowed to talk about.
What do you mean? You mean the restaurants?
You can talk about that. Sure. No, it's on the website.
It's all on the website.
The pizza thing?
Pizza thing is not yet. That's coming up.
Just have to wait.
Wow.
Coming
You're
going
to have to wait and check out the New York Food Film Festival, the Taco Takedown. Peace, everybody.
Yes. Thank you, George.
Thanks for another rad show. Been waiting for the sale.
Listening to this program on the Heritage Radio Network. You can find all of our archived programs on heritageradionetwork.com, as well as a schedule of upcoming live shows. You can also podcast all of our programs on iTunes by searching Heritage Radio Network in the iTunes Store. You can find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter for up-to-date news and information. Thanks for listening.